Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's Mr. Wonderful here. 34 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm at the Dolce Norwalk Center for entrepreneurial Leadership and Innovation. I keep wanting to stick an entrepreneur in there. I think maybe they ought to add that to it. Because there's a lot of entrepreneurial things going on around here, ladies and gentlemen. And as you know, I'm interviewing people in the area, business owners, business leaders, thought leaders, people who are doing things that I want to know about, and I'm sure you do too. I know you've enjoyed hearing Bob Brennan and Dale Jasinski and Jack Mitchell. Our good buddy Jack Mitchell just left. Right now I've got Pamela Bennett in front of me. Pam is the Executive Director of Advocacy for Purdue Pharma, and they make drugs. They make drugs that help people, and we're going to get her to talk to us about that. One of the things that some of the medicine that they make helps to manage pain. Not control pain, but maybe manage pain. That's a term that I learned recently in chronic pain. And we're going to get her to talk to us about that. Pamela, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's good to have you here. now, Purdue Pharma is a company most people have heard of, but they might be more familiar with some of the drugs that you make. Tell us about some of them.
We make a line of pain medications that treat pain that is usually chronic in nature. Mm-hmm. Medications like MS-Contin, which is a long-acting morphine,
right.
OxyContin, which is a long-acting oxycodone, mm-hmm. and then we make a whole realm of medications to help with bowel function,
right.
like Senacot and those
mm-hmm.
types of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that I've learned through some family members that is, you know, the pain issue in medicine is not just an event. It's a profession, basically. I mean, it's a body of work. There are doctors who specialize in pain management, aren't there?
Yes, there are. I mean, there are estimates. The American Pain Foundation estimates between 50 and 75 million Americans suffer from pain
chronic.
That is persistent or chronic in
mm-hmm.
nature. I mean, it's
and they don't need to stop the pain. They need to manage the pain, which means stopping it. But I found that you know, you don't need something just to go in and be a silver bullet to get rid of it because it comes back. We have to manage it, don't you?
That's correct. I mean, when I first started learning about pain management, I'm a nurse by training.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor that I worked with explained that pain is oftentimes, or chronic pain, is often like a condition like diabetes. You may not cure diabetes, but you can definitely manage it where you can have a productive quality of life. And with chronic pain, we see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We may not be able to cure
right.
the chronic pain, but we can manage it.
It might be a skeletal problem, a back problem that's not going to ever be cured. These people are always going to have pain, and so unless you can manage it. But again, it's sort of a long-term process, though, isn't it, managing the pain?
It is, and it really involves the patient taking an active role in their care, finding a physician who is knowledgeable about treating the pain and developing the treatment plan that
mm-hmm.
is appropriate
mm-hmm.
for the pain. There's no one cure or one magic therapy. It's really an individualized treatment plan based on what the condition is that the patient suffers from and what treatments work best for the patient.
Now, I have one of the reasons why I was interested in interviewing you is because there are a lot of small business owners out there who are dealing with pain, and maybe they didn't when they started their business, but in the evolution of their career, as their careers moved on, you know, they've had injuries or they've had illnesses or as in my case, you know, the years have creeped up on them and their knees don't work like they used to or the back or whatever. And they start to get these pains, and they've got to work. I mean, their business depends on them. Their employees, their customers depend on them, and they not only have to be there, they have to be there in pretty good spirits. And so that means that they don't need to be in pain. And thank God we have these medicines that help them.
Well, I think that we look at the government. The government said that over $100 billion a year is lost because of pain in the workplace.
It's an incredible number.
There was an article in JAMA in the Journal of American Medical Association in November of 2003 that talked about not just loss of funds in the workforce related to absenteeism, but there's an even bigger problem with presenteeism. In other words, people who show up at work, but because they're suffering from pain over 4 hours a week, they're not able to function because of the pain. So I think we need to address that as a country, and we can do that. There are organizations out there like the American Pain Foundation. They have a wonderful website that provides really...
Do you have that handy?
Sure. www.painfoundation.org.
Painfoundation.org. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Pamela Bennett. She's with Purdue Pharma. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great time here at the Dolce Center, Dolce Norwalk Center. I always have to stick that in there. The Dolce Norwalk Center for leadership and innovation here in Norwalk, Connecticut. Beautiful place, beautiful people taking good care of us. Holly and all her folks, and Chris and Lynn and Dave and Mike and everybody. Josephine in the kitchen, they're all doing a great job here looking after us, and we really appreciate that very much. Pamela Bennett is in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. She's a registered nurse by profession. She's with she's the executive director of advocacy at Purdue Pharma. They're the folks who make a lot of the pain medicine that people use out there to manage their chronic pain. Now, tell us about your career as a nurse.
I started my career actually as a trauma nurse, an ICU nurse, and did that for a number of years. And during the course of that experience, my grandfather developed head and neck cancer and died in excruciating pain. And fortunately, before he died, about a week before he died, we, as a family, got hospice involved.
Mm-hmm. And they're great folks, aren't they?
Amazing.
Yeah.
And they came in and they evaluated his pain, and they said, well, we should give him a morphine suppository.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why didn't we ever learn about this in nursing school?
Right.
Because, unfortunately, oftentimes nurses and physicians receive very little education in the management of pain.
Pain management, yeah.
Pain management.
It's a fairly, believe it or not, it's a fairly new discipline, isn't it?
It is. And, in fact, 90% of all people go to seek medical care because they're in pain.
Well, isn't it kind of because prior to recent years, the pain medicine was rather inelegant, and it was pretty dramatic, and you had all the side effects that you sort of have now, but the medicines there that you guys make are a little more elegant, so to speak. Is that true?
That is true. I'm very grateful as a pain practitioner that we have more choices as more medications are developed, more therapies are developed. Patients have greater hope now than they
right.
used to have for the treatment of their pain. We still have a long way to go as a profession, but I think we're beginning to make progress. And I think that the government is beginning to look at this and study the problem of pain in our country. I think that legislators are beginning to look at what laws or policies may be in place that may not be friendly for patients to receive good care and to eliminate some of those bad policies. And I think that the medical profession has acknowledged that they need to educate those coming into the field of medicine, all practitioners, no matter what the specialty, about pain. So I think that there's hope, but it's been a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
Congress declared this, actually, the decade of pain control and
research. Is that right? The decade?
Yes.
Wow.
And, which is very unusual.
I've never heard of a decade being declared.
Yes. And in fact, 3 years ago, a patient group began to build a coalition called Partners for Understanding Pain to make September as Pain Awareness Month. And, in fact, we're seeing more and more states this year. I think there were 30 states that, in some form, acknowledged September's Pain Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that consumers and the grassroots are really growing to say, this is a condition that we need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the movement is starting.
By the way, why don't you give us Purdue Pharma's website?
It's basically, if you go onto Google and put in Purdue Pharma, it'll come
okay.
right up.
And, all right. And that's P-U-R-D-U, right?
P-U-R-D-U-E.
U-E.
And then Pharma.
And then
P-H-A-R-M-A.
A-R-M-A, okay. Mm-hmm. And now, if someone's listening and they've got some kind of chronic pain and they or maybe they've been trying to treat it with Advil or some kind of acetaminophen or ibuprofen or whatever it might be, and it's just not working, what do you recommend that they do?
Well, I think that there are a number of things they need to do. One is that they need to kind of put together a diary of what they've tried, what the problems are.
And, of course, I'm assuming that they know what the cause of the pain is.
Right.
If you don't know, first thing is to go to the doctor
exactly.
and find out what that is.
Exactly.
Let's get to the root of the matter, right?
And oftentimes people don't know what the cause
right.
of the pain is.
And that's what bothers me about small business owners is we get so busy with this. And that's the reason why we need association of health plans so more small business owners can afford. I'm sorry, I'm getting on my soapbox here. So more small business owners can afford health care. You know, 60% of all the uninsured Americans either own or work for small businesses. And we've got to get association of health plans. I don't know where Purdue Pharma is on this. We've got to get them folks so we can afford to get better coverage. And more small business owners cannot worry about the cost so much of going and finding out why they're hurting and get them back to work, get them happy and healthy, and then when we find out what's making them have pain, then we find out how to solve it. Mm-hmm. And that's where you come in.
And I think that getting to a practitioner who has an understanding and can diagnose what is wrong and then develop an appropriate treatment
right.
plan can be very helpful.
If your doctor... All right, so we know what's wrong with it. So I've got a bulging disc that can't be operated on or whatever it might be, some other medical condition. And my doctor just doesn't seem to be as proactive and as knowledgeable maybe and as attentive to my pain. Maybe I've got a doctor that doesn't understand pain management. Should I move on?
Well, this is my personal belief.
Right.
And my personal
stepping
belief,
out of your Purdue Pharma role, right?
Exactly. As a nurse.
As a nurse.
As a nurse. My personal belief is we are consumers of our health care.
Right.
Just like we
after,
go out
patients,
and buy a
we're
car.
Consumers.
Exactly. We make decisions about
right.
everything in our life based on what's best for us.
Right.
And we need to understand that when it comes to our health care, we have to be our best
advocate. Well said. Patient doesn't mean slave or serf.
That's
it
right.
It means consumer. We can go wherever we want. In America, we get lots of choices for a lot of things, including health care. Pamela Bennett, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. She's with Purdue Pharma. We've got more to come after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate at the Dolce Norwalk Center for Leadership and Innovation in Norwalk, Connecticut. Stay with me. We're back. 7-2. Mr. Al Green, the Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen. The classic. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. We're wrapping up our visits today at the Dolce Norwalk Center for Leadership and Innovation here in Norwalk, Connecticut. Got one more day to go, though. Got some great folks lined up for you tomorrow. Neil Medviner, Catherine Candlin, Dennis Dolan, and Louis Gagliano is going to be with us. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things. These are people that I know you're going to be interested in hearing what they have to say, and I'm looking forward to getting them on the show. Pamela Bennett is in front of me. She's with Purdue Pharma. They do a great job of making medicines that help people manage their pain. And we've been talking about that, Pamela. We've been talking about, you know, getting people, find out what's wrong with them, why they're hurting, find out what they can do to manage the pain, not just to treat the pain, but to manage it long term. And it's a long term process, not only for the professionals, but the patient has to be involved in this. But unfortunately, sometimes people in the management of the pain, things get upside down, don't they? Talk to us about that.
Yes, and I think that oftentimes when people feel like there's no hope
mm-hmm.
or they feel overwhelmed by the situation, depression or anxiety or other things can set in. And oftentimes that's where the family member can play a real active role mm-hmm. as an advocate for their loved one.
Yep.
And I think that's really important for family members and caregivers to know that they can advocate for the one that they love who may be suffering pain.
Mm-hmm.
The National Family Caregivers Association this month had a wonderful article in their magazine about caregivers and what caregivers can do to advocate for the ones that they,
mm-hmm.
they love. The American Pain Foundation is an incredible source of information for consumers.
Give us that website again that you mentioned a minute ago.
It's www.painfoundation.org.
Pain Foundation. Now, tell us again what we'll find when we get there.
And the American Pain Foundation has a variety of different information on their website. They have specific information of where to go to get help. They have information in terms of online support groups for people who may be suffering pain. They have information for caregivers. They have a whole wonderful resource section with links to different disease state sites and how to treat pain in those
mm-hmm.
certain diseases. It's really a valuable source of information.
Folks, I encourage you, it's painfoundation.org. Okay.
Yes, sir.
What about, we got a couple of 3 minutes left, what about when it gets out of hand, when the medicine gets out of hand and people become addicted? We all know about these situations. We may even, many of us know people who've had that problem. You know, I've known people all ages, all walks of life who have for whatever reason, they became addicted to prescription medicine.
Mm-hmm.
What tell us about that?
Well, we know that prescription drug abuse is a growing problem in our country. And, in fact, Purdue Pharma has taken a leadership role in addressing prescription drug abuse. There's a wonderful website called painfullyobvious.com, which is geared towards middle school and high school kids to educate parents and teachers and others about educating kids about the dangers of
mm-hmm.
prescription drug abuse. I think, again, the most important thing is that we as a community need to work together to be aware of the problem of prescription drug abuse, to be diligent in fighting the problem. It's going to take the community. It's going to take doctors assessing their patients to make sure they're appropriate, following them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take law enforcement doing their job to get criminals off the street. It's going to...
Separating the criminals from the people who just become unfortunately addicted to the prescription medicine. What about the patient? What are some signs that we can that as a nurse you probably know what we can see if it looks like we may be becoming susceptible to being addicted to medicine?
Well, I think the most important thing is to follow your doctor's instructions
mm-hmm.
in terms of taking medications. To be honest. With any history that people may have in terms of alcohol or drug abuse, to really be followed appropriately and effectively. I think that communication is the cornerstone of good medical
right.
care, and there needs to be open and honest communication between the patients, their caregivers, and their healthcare
professionals. Is there a fine line? I've just got about 30 seconds. Is there a fine line between having your pain managed and going over into addiction?
Well, there's a number of ways that pain can be managed with or without medications
mm-hmm.
that may have issues related to substance abuse.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of different things that can be done to manage pain.
Right.
And so I think, again, it goes back to determining what's appropriate
and following
for
the
a
instructions,
given
right?
And following the doctor's
Pamela
directions.
Bennett, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of Advocacy for Purdue Pharma, the folks who makes OxyContin and MS-Contin, and the other drug is?
Senecot,
yeah. Pamela, good job today. Well done. I've enjoyed having you here today.
Thank you so much.
We'll do it again soon.
That'd be great.
Pamela Bennett, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back one day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners like Pamela's dad. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.